no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today, I want to talk about jumpstarting your system update. I remember when computers first came out, you know, I remember a time without computers. My first job, we sat there and we typed letters. We would go see a client, then we would come back and we would type letters. Now we had an electric typewriter. I'm not that old, but we would type letters on our electric typewriter and send them out. And then computers started to come around. And at first they were kind of like a gaming thing, which in many cases they still are. But one of the first people to get a computer was, in my life, was my wealthy aunt. Now, she bought the computer, she got it home, she turned it on, she tried to get it to boot up and to work, and then finally she gave up. And she tried this more than a dozen times, just going in there, trying to get her operating system to work, or getting the computer to turn on, to boot up. And back then, people who would give you advice were not ubiquitous, and it's not like there was no smartphone, so you couldn't go on and look at YouTube. There was no YouTube, okay? So she kept trying to turn her computer on, and it was a Compaq. I remember distinctly. Remember those computers, Compaq? Well, the interesting thing was, finally, she got someone to come and take a look at her computer. And when they sat down and tried to boot it up, they asked her what kind of an operating system she was running on it. And she said, operating system? She had absolutely no idea what the person was talking about. There was no operating system on the computer. There was nothing. There was no software whatsoever, and it would not turn on. Does that surprise you? Of course not. Not nowadays, but back then, it was just not something you would even think about necessarily. I was reading an interview in, I think it was Vanity Fair the other day, with Robert Pattinson, I think is his name, who's going to play Batman. He is quarantined in his luxurious London apartment while you and I are quarantined in our homes. He's in his home. And he said the biggest challenge he's running into is he's not a real technology guy. And now that he's home, he's trying to use all of his various technological devices. And all of them say that they need to update their operating system. And he just can't seem to get everything to work because it's taking so long to update the operating system. Obviously, what I want to talk about today is, while we are sequestered away during the coronavirus pandemic, what are we doing? Are we just sitting here and letting our software get further and further out of date? Or are we updating our operating system? One of the challenges I'm experiencing is with this new computer that I'm using to produce these daily jump starts, is that the system, the operating system, was updating the last time I used this computer, which was August of last year. So it has been, 7 months, something like that, at least since then. And it was in the process of updating, and somehow it stopped. And now it still thinks it needs to be updating constantly. And I have tried all kinds of things. And so one of the things I'm going to have to do now, the last thing that's left to me, because I've literally spent days chasing this issue, this ghost in the machine. One of the things I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to completely strip the computer down to nothing on it and start all over again with an all new operating system. Now, on the one hand, that seems like a really big deal. And on the other hand, I was thinking about, because it's going to be a lot of work, because I'm going to have to put back on all the software that I do use and I do like and I do want, and all my passwords, all this kind of stuff, right? But I've really started to think of this as a really, really, really good thing. It's a fresh start on this computer. Gosh knows how many software programs are running in the background while I think I'm just using this very pristine, clean computer and in the background. So let's bring all this back around and let's talk about your operating system. When I looked up operating system, I actually looked it up this morning. It basically says exactly what we know a computer operating system is. And that is, it is something that just runs in the background and allows everything else to connect and to run together. What I was thinking about is that we too all have an operating system. We have a basic system in our brains, and it's based on our beliefs, okay? And our beliefs are built over time. Remember, the word belief means literally something that you have decided is true. So over the years, we've decided this is true, and we've decided that is true, and we've decided this is true, and we've decided that is true. And more importantly, if this is true, if some one thing that we have decided is true, then all of these other things come tumbling down like dominoes to say that this is true, this is true, this is true, and this is true. If you believe in a particular version of God, and you've decided that for Christianity, for example, if you've decided that Jesus is God as well as God, and you believe that, then all of a sudden, all of Jesus's teachings, Jesus's life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, take on more of a divine quality. Why? Because you have believed that particular thing. So often what we believe is not the big deal. It's the cascading beliefs that come along as a result of that one belief. My mother, whom I loved very much, was pretty paranoid about people, I would say. How's that for alliteration? Pretty paranoid about people. She always thought that people had a negative or ulterior motive, and that people were kind of bad. She was not a warm, fuzzy person when it came to people. On the surface now, she was just as nice as she could be. Sugar wouldn't melt in her mouth. But, you know, when the doors were closed, the way I heard her speak about people. And as a result, my mother found things to reinforce that basic belief about people. And not only that, she passed it along to me and my brothers, which is darned unfortunate. And it's taken me many, many years to understand that people are just like me, and that they are perfect and imperfect and at the same time, and that they make their own decisions and they make their own choices and they've had their own experiences. And as a result of all of that, they are a certain way. Now, the same is true for me. And part of that is that cascading beliefs. Remember, we talked about the challenge with religion is that once a person makes a commitment to a religion, is that they cease to look at things in their life as an individual to make decisions. They ask themselves, how would a devotee of that religion make those decisions? So, what comprises your operating system? You know, one of the challenges I used to have, I use almost, I don't have any Microsoft products right now, but I use some of their software. But anyway, I have no Microsoft products. I have only Apple. This is an iMac. You know, I've got a iPhone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the challenges I used to have when I was first getting into computers and I would use PCs is that they would often come with preloaded hardware. It was really smart on behalf of hardware companies to preload hardware such that they could get, not hardware, software rather, so that they could get their software exposed to people when they bought, when computers were purchased. So it came with a whole bunch of junk that you'd usually have to go in and delete because it would slow your computer down. So your operating system was probably handed to you by your parents, reinforced by your life and your lifestyle and your life experiences. And now it is your personality. It starts out with a bunch of beliefs, but it literally creates your personality, and your personality dictates how the world is going to relate to you. So how's all that working for you? To quote Dr. Phil, how is all of that working for you? Is it working for you? And you know, most people, when you ask them a question like that, they're honest. Their first response is fine. Fine. It's working just fine for me, thank you very much. They don't seem very happy. So one of the ways to find out if your operating system is working for you is to check and see how it's working for you. In other words, one of the big things is, do you feel happy? Do you feel like you're a happy person? Would you define yourself as a happy person? If so, your basic belief system, your operating system, the things that you have decided are true, are good. They're working for you. I made a list, actually, of things for us to consider when it comes to our operating system. Let me share that with you real quick. Well, Teddy and I were sitting outside this morning watching the sun come up. Here we go. Here's a basic question. Do you believe that people are good or evil, basically? The challenge, I grew up believing that people were evil. I was told that. My religion reinforced that time and time and time again. You're a sinner, you're stained, you're broken, you're bad, you're bad. And of course, you know, I was told over and over again that I was bad. And as a result, I also had to translate that over to other people. Our beliefs about other people are often a mirror image of our beliefs about ourselves. I once heard someone say, and I think this is so true, that your ability to get along with other people is a reflection of your ability to get along with yourself. So the question comes down to, how well do you get along with yourself? And it's a loop. If you believe that other people are bad and evil, etc., 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 at some level, you also believe that about yourself. And if you believe that about yourself, then that gives you a lot of latitude for bad behavior. I've often noticed that I've had some people take advantage of me, steal from me during my life, several times, actually. And I've often noticed that it's those people who believe that everyone is bad, therefore it excuses their behavior because it's only natural. You know, only human. I love how we take the worst of our nature sometimes and we say, well, it's just only human to excuse our behavior. So these people who view other people as bad and wrong, etc., it's a way of trying to build up our own selves because we feel bad and wrong inside. So that's a question I would ask you. How do you feel other people are? What do you think is the core nature of other people? Because that's going to drive your operating system. Another question I have is, what's your belief about God? How do you think, and it comes down to, I love this, it comes down to, do you believe God is smiling at you or frowning at you? First of all, do you believe in God at all? And if you don't, that's totally cool, because the challenge most people say is, I don't believe in God, which is fine. But what they're really saying is, I got scalded by religion. Now, religion and God are not the same thing at all, at all. So the question is, what is your basic belief about God? Is God smiling at you or is God frowning at you? Again, as a child, I was raised to believe God is frowning at you. God is watching me all the time, even when I'm naked, even when I'm in the shower. I remember thinking all these things when I was a kid. Yes, that's right. He's watching you to see if you are sinning. Really? Oh my gosh, that terrified me. And not only was he watching me all the time, I was told that I was sinning even when I was just sitting there. So no matter what, God was frowning at me. There's nothing I could do. Now I think of God as a buddy. You know, my operating system is run on the fact that God is my buddy. God likes me, loves me, that, you know, when I do something really stupid or wrong, God goes, well, you know, it's not, well, it's like, well, I still love you. It's not a big deal. Come on, let's shake it off. So how do you believe God looks at you? How do you think God feels about you? Is God smiling or is God frowning? These are very important things. Are people good or bad, or therefore are you? And is God smiling at you? Let me catch up with some of your good morning greetings real quick. Jeanette says, good morning. Hola, everybody. She says, reprogramming yourself is an interesting journey. Yes, it is, Dominic. And that's what I want to make these daily jumpstarts for you. Have a great day, says she. Says thank you. I guess she has checked out. Jeanette says, smiling. I believe in God. I don't believe in religion. There you go. So awesome. Well, listen, thank you everybody for being here. I want to share with you one more thing, if I may, and that is that I invite you to check out our complaint. Oops, I want to turn the other one off while I do that. Still learning to be my own director here. Great. Remember, we have our complaint-free meditation group, and what I love about the group is that it continues to grow. Complaintfreemeditation.com. Come in and check it out for 30 days. Just see how you feel. What I love is the comments that I'm getting from you all as to how much better you feel in your life. And the great thing about daily meditation, because as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go sit down and meditate. The thing about meditation, when you do it on a daily basis, is it's cumulative. It's just like exercise. You don't ever see any muscle or any leanness with exercise unless you do it on a daily basis. The same is true with meditation. And to have somebody in a group of people that are there every morning, Monday through Friday, to meditate together is really awesome. And close to 100%, I would say 100% of the people in the group or who purchase this program and become a member, not only stay with it, but they are there every single day because they've got a complete library of meditations they can do. So come in and check us out. Let me see if there's any other. I'm sorry, Will. So happy you changed your mind. You not the lie you may have heard. Thank you, Sherry. You're so sweet. Jumpstart from the other day. I sometimes think that God looks down upon me and says, bless her heart. Yeah, I totally get it. That's so much better than bless her heart than how dare she, you know? Anyway, listen, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Be sure and check out Complaint Free Meditation. We'll be back with you live Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Complaint Free Meditation is a library of meditations available to you anytime, day or night. So check that out. Everybody, say hello to all your friends and family from me. Be sure and share today's Jumpstart so that other people can reset their operating system while they're home during this coronavirus time and while things are opening back up now. Let me see if I can change this. Nope, that is not what I want to do. I'm going to figure out. I can actually color code these things, and that will help me, especially with my eyes. All right, everybody, have a great day. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Any quick questions? Thanks. Have a great weekend, says Cynthia. So I said, that's what Cynthia says. We can all say goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.